Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you is able to join us on tonight. We have a very, very special guest that we're going to introduce momentarily, but I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in on tonight. But we're going to begin by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask, will something be said or done on this particular station to edify and magnify who you are? We ask that you bless our guests and all of the individuals who are listening and who will listen. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I would like to introduce our guest on tonight. Our guest is from Atlanta, Georgia, originally from Florida. Our guest is an R&B hip-hop artist, and he has had the experience of being a BET Networks host. That's the Black Entertainment Television Networks host, and he's an advocate for special needs children. And he is going to share his testimony of why he was able to write the song I'll Trust You. And so I'm going to ask him some questions. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Ryan Anthony. Mr. Ryan, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Do you mind?
I don't mind.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, I'm actually from Cuba, Florida, and I grew up in a gospel group with my family, and I actually sing inspirational gospel music as well. And I mixed all of it together to make one. And so the music I do now is uplifting. And I've been singing, I was singing back up with Dottie Peoples when I moved to Atlanta for so many years. And God, I was ill with a disease called nephrotic syndrome. That's another testimony, but it gives you 800 cholesterol. I was swollen with over 200 pounds of fluid in my body, and lungs collapsed, and it was just so much going on at that time. And at that time, Dottie accepted me to sing backup. I mean, I was swollen. So I've just been singing and just telling people about the goodness of God and how he lives from within us.
Wow, that is amazing, and God is good. Amen?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about how you was able to become a BET Networks host for a time?
Yes, okay. I was working with this company called Prodigy Production, and they had a show called Star Power. And so by me being a talkative person and always, I'm always smiling even through the midst of the storm, even through what's going on now. And so they like my energy and asked me if I would like to be a part of it. I was like, yeah, let's do it. And so we were interviewing a lot of people, and it was like kind of like they had dance and gospel all on the show. And I would perform and be the host. And it was a blessing to be, you know, just connected to a network of that caliber, just something that's so big, you know. And that was the first time I started, you know, as far as singing or being in the limelight. That was the first thing that I've ever done, and I was so happy with that.
Oh, that is great. Okay, okay. Now, tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write I'll Trust You.
Well, actually, I didn't write that. It was so much I was going through. I was going to write it, but every time I would write, I would have to relive the deep pain within. So what I did, one day I sent an email to Mr. Fred Jerkins, and I asked him I gave him my whole story. I mean, everything that I've ever been through, the bad, the ugly, just all the stuff that I've been through, because I just had to free myself. And so I gave the email to him, and I asked him if he could write it. And he looked at everything, and he saw the story and saw all the things, I mean, even from the sickness, all that I've been through. And he wrote the song, because I can sing it because it's talking about a man. And a lot of people don't know that man is me. I guess it's like a mind thing. I just couldn't. If I was saying it myself, then I couldn't even get through the song.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great, great. Now, is there anything that you would like to share with us, you know, that's encouraging to someone who may be going through, or, you know, is there anything that's on your heart that you would like to share?
Yeah, I would like to share the situation that happened with me. Is that okay?
Sure.
With my son, definitely. Okay. Now, in this situation, I live in Georgia, and what happened in the school district, my son Aaron, he was special needs, he couldn't walk or talk, and he was abused, and it was covered up. And so in that time, we didn't know what was going on. And so, I mean, he was thrown out of the wheelchair. I learned this later on, but he was thrown out of the wheelchair. They spit on him. These are teachers. And they just did it to him and some other kids. So I didn't know anything at that time. So in 2010 is when I found out that he was abused, and I knew about this one. And what happened, the teacher she took a bat brace and made it into something for his neck because he was going to the right, and forced him to look at her as she teach, and that cut off his airways. And
okay, you're cutting out. I can hardly hear you.
I said that cut off his airways.
Uh-huh.
When she actually did that. And so when that happened, he passed away from that. And I want to tell people, you know, people ask me, how do you go through this? How do you, if you're reading and studying the Bible, and if you're studying all these different books that can help you be positive and listening to all the stories and all the things that they went through in the Bible, then that was my time to put this to action. You see what I'm saying? I had to put this to action, all the stuff that I've learned about faith and hope and just believing in God and trusting him. And that's what helped me. So I'm saying that whatever you are going through, you must trust God. Even through my son's death, even through I had open heart surgery after this. I had a heart attack when I saw all the stuff that he did to my child. And the best part about it, and people think that I'm crazy for saying this, I have no malice. And we must love. We must love even through the hurt and the pain. We must love even the people that did this and all the people that knew about it. Because if you don't love, then you don't love God. Because those people are his kids too. And it's, and a lot of people think that I mean, my mom taught me this, and I knew, you know, with this going on, I could hear God saying, okay, I know this crazy one, you can handle it. and I handled it, and I'm still handling it. I'm still in court about this. And you know, I wouldn't say it don't hurt, because it does. When you have the love, I mean that, not just the word I love you, I mean the love that loves in spite of, that
that's
unconditional
right.
love. Yes.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what projects or what type of engagements do you have coming up?
Yes. Okay, MTS Management, man, they have me. Michael is doing a lot, man. It's great because I'm going to start working on a movie about the situation to bring awareness. I'm in the process of that now. And we're working on a play. Because, I mean, I want people to know, you know, that we need to protect these kids and protect our teachers. I'm working on the immunity law in the state of Georgia so that can be looked at, revisited, to amend it. Because the immunity law allows the governmental system to be free in spite of what they do in the state of Georgia. We did change the laws so we can have cameras in the special needs classroom, and I'm pushing this. See what God had me doing. See, I was a singer and I was singing for years, but when this happened, I stopped. I stopped. This is my first time coming back since the tragedy, and what I'm doing, I'm taking the song. Because I am a vocalist, and I'm using this platform to bring awareness so that we can know that we need to visit our schools, and you know, we need to really visit the teachers. Not all teachers are bad, but we need to know what's going on in these schools.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I see that on your website you have many radio interviews and things of that nature. What
yes.
are some of the
yes.
main highlights? I know you was talking about you want to advocate for different things. What is one big takeaway that you want this world to know concerning you and the gifts that God has given unto you?
Forgiveness. That's the main thing. Forgiveness. Because when you hold that inside of you, you will end up like I was. A heart attack, open heart surgery, all of that. So I would say forgiveness, because it was so much pain, and I was so angry and mad and all of this. This all happened in like, I had to change in like 5 days after I had the surgery. After that, I was fine. And all of that, it's like everything went away, all the hate and all of that. So I would say the thing that I want the most is not about me singing. It's about the message. So that we can love and forgive people for the things that they do.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Is there anything else you would like to share? And can you give us your website as well as how to purchase your music that's online?
Yes, you can. Right. It's on Amazon.com. It's called I'll Trust You. And it's and also they're putting it on iTunes now. They're getting that together. And my name is spelled RahnAnthoni. And I'm on Twitter. My website is ronanthony.com. And also, I wanted to let people know that I have an organization, which is Aaron Hatcher's. They Can't Talk, But We Can. And we would like donations. If you could just share something on Facebook, you can reach me on Facebook. So we can get the word out. And I have a Special Needs Rock Awards every year. We give awards to the special needs community, the teachers, and also politicians, lawyers, anybody that can help us make a difference. And to see the kids, the special needs kids, walk the red carpet. They roll their wheelchair on the red carpet. And that's it. I just want people to know that these kids are real and they matter. And that's my focus. Yes, they matter. And my thing now is they can't talk, but we can.
That's right. And where is this event held?
It's held in Atlanta. It's in Atlanta. It's going to be October 29th. And we are looking for more celebrities, too, if they could come just to meet and greet the kids. I mean, you don't have to perform. Just come and just uplift these kids, uplift them and see their abilities and not focus so much on their disability. And I have a radio station, internet station, and what we focus on is special needs. We focus on special needs. Yes.
And what is your radio station? What's the name of it?
It's WMQG Radio. The source is WMQGRadio.com. And I want to let people know I am available to come out, to speak, to sing, to let people know about what's going on and my testimonies of how I made it through the illnesses and how God really touched me and he kept me alive, even when I wanted to die.
Amen. Okay. Well, Mr. Anthony, I appreciate you taking the time out to come on the OurFreedomLoveShow.com. If you have any friends or you know of anyone who would like to come on a national platform, please direct them to me.
And can I say something to you?
All right. Sure.
I appreciate you, everything that you're doing, and I thank God that he's using you, and I would like you to know whatever you go through, hold on, try to make you stronger, hold on, it won't last long, you can make it, you just hold on, you can make it, you just hold on. Thank you.
Oh wow, that was phenomenal, and I'm gonna listen. I believe I have one of your MP3 songs. Is that right?
I was
looking for it. I think so, and so I wanted to put it on my website so people could hear it.
Okay.
I may. Yeah.
And I want
but
you to hold
I think,
on because you just don't know you are helping me heal. Just remember
well, thank
that.
Thank you.
You are helping me heal through the pain and all the things that I've been through, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. And it's actually God that works through us, that helps us to help other people. Amen?
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
I give him all the glory.
Yes.
Amen. So once again, I appreciate you. May God bless you. And if you ever want to come back on the OurFreedomLoveShow.com, please do so, okay?
Thank you, and I appreciate you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Ryan Anthony. Be sure to check out his site. Be sure to listen to the interview again. Be sure to pass the information on concerning Mr. Ryan Anthony. He's an advocate for special need children all over the world, and we want to make sure that we always give individuals a voice. That is the most important thing. So we want to thank Mr. Ryan Anthony. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have a few announcements, and then I'm going to bid you a good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to OurFreedomLoveShow.com or StelloGospelMusic.com. If you go on OurFreedomLoveShow.com, then you can click on number one, Love Radio. Yes. Or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com or OurFreedomLoveShow.com once you click on Love's Radio. All right? In addition to that, make sure that you continue to listen to the ministry. If you want to become a part of the ministry, all you have to do is submit your bio, submit your picture, and let me know what uplifting news you have to share with the world. And you will then be on an international platform. My email is emonyaunderscorelove@yahoo.com. That's emonyaunderscorelove@yahoo.com. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for each and every one of your family members and friends. When you pray, make sure you put them all in one line. What does that mean? That means we're all on one accord. We're all moving in the same direction. And so we want to make sure that we pray for each and every person and be specific and call them by name. In addition to that, we want to make sure that we pray for those that we don't know. There are things going on all around this world, and we want to pray for each and every person as well as pray for ourselves, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, we want to reiterate the fact that the Sellers are coming up in Las Vegas. I have my crew there, and we want to make sure that we get as much uplifting coverage as possible, because we share this information all around the world. And also we promote artists, gospel artists, and the work that God is doing within these individuals. In addition to that, I also understand that the NFL gospel concert is coming up in February in Houston, Texas. And so we would like to make sure that we promote that particular event and all of the great things that's happening with that. In addition to that, make sure that you go to AlfredaLoveShow.com. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com. When you go to that particular show, you will see, or the website, you will see many different things, because God has blessed us, the ministry and the show, with many different things. And when you go to AlfredaLoveShow.com, you will see many different icons. When you click on AlfredaLoveShow.com, that is, of course, the first page, and you will see that this is a music and event and artist and promotions venue. When you look at event planners, yes, we plan events, we put on events. We love to be invited to events that are ordained by God. When you go to Love's Radio Show, you can click on either one, stellargospelmusic.com or AlfredaLoveShow.com, and you can listen in to the different aspects of the ministry, because they are sister stations. Then, of course, the Stellar Awards. There was a list that was put out about all of the great gospel artists who were nominated in each category. We know that all gospel music that God gives deserves to be awarded. But we thank God for the ones on earth, but God has given a heavenly award as well. And so we work for Jesus, and along the way, the world rewards us. And so keep working for God no matter what, whether you're selected to receive an award or you're selected to come and minister. Just know that you are working towards a reward from heaven. I had the opportunity to manage two different artists, actually three. We have Miss Eddie Ruth Bradford. Be sure to check her out, Miss Eddie Ruth Bradford. Then we have Miss Joyce Sorrell. She's in New Orleans. And then, of course, we have Ms. Buluwami. And many of you have heard of her because she was featured on Empire, and she's going to be featured on a lot of movies. And she's one of my crew members, actually, at the Stellar Awards. So be sure to check us out. If you need any gospel artists, if you need any movie extras, feel free to email me that information at emonyaunderscorelove@yahoo.com. That's emonyaunderscorelove@yahoo.com. When you go to author's page, we're going to have some books up. Actually, I've been thinking about all of this great stuff in my mind, and so I'm going to put it on my website. So I have to visualize it first to make sure that's what God wants, and I put it on my website. For media outlets, those are different outlets that give us information. We're able to speak to these individuals. We're able to get media information that's uplifting and positive, because that's what we're about. We're about uplifting and positive information. And then, of course, there's entertainment and television, things that different TV shows that's uplifting. Then, of course, we're going to unveil our nonprofit, and we have a lot of things that God has bestowed before us that we would like to introduce to the world, and of course, an opportunity of a lifetime, which is coming up pretty soon. So we just thank God, and we pray over each and everything that we have that God has given, because everything belongs to God, and God is worthy to be praised. Then if you go to stellargospelmusic.com, that's stellargospelmusic.com. Give me time to get there. If you go there to stellargospelmusic.com, what you will find is you will find a homepage about us, contact us, services, and events around the world, right? If you click on number one, Love Radio, you will be right at the studio, and so you can listen directly to the show. Of course, you'll see many different gospel artist pictures. You will know that this is an international radio station. You will have a contact information. You can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can fill in the information on the pages. As far as the services are concerned, we do some everything, photography, events, media, interviews, just a lot of things. Like, I have connections to, if you're looking for gospel artists, if you're looking for independent artists, if you're looking for speakers, things of that nature. Then, of course, events around the world, we're going to actually post those particular flyers. We know that on this year, we will have the opportunity. We have Mr. Anthony and Miss Erica, who will lead the Stellar Gospel Music Awards. So be sure to check that out. We understand and recognize that God always, always, always is in charge of everything that we have. And he's the Alpha and Omega. And whether you want to believe it or not, God is the first and he's the last. He's the first and he's the last. And so continue to trust in God, continue to believe in God, and continue to know that God will do it. Whatever that is, continue to know that God will do it. We want to come back on Sunday, God's willing. We're going to have inspiration and praises because God is getting ready to do some great things. We're going to listen to some gospel music and have inspiration and praises unto God. Be sure to continue to read your Bible. Talk to God. When you talk to God, some things begin to change when you pray unto God. But you have to be sincere, and you have to go with a sincere heart. And we pray over everything that God is getting ready to do. We pray over the new horizons that God is getting ready to give. And I want to tell you this because I know that my seven will listen on this particular ministry. Keep going and keep doing what God has ordained you to do. Don't allow the devil or anyone else, for that matter, to cause you to think that God did not call you to do something. We have to understand and recognize that we live in a world where people, they work for God and they work for Satan. And you have to choose. God says, ye this day whom you will serve. Will you destroy the world and be destroyed, or will you bless the world and be blessed? That's a personal thing that we have to take up with God. What is your purpose? If you do more destruction or more destroying than you do blessing, then God says your destination is already determined. He says, but if you turn from your wicked ways, and he's talking to everybody, if you turn to righteousness, he says your life will be preserved and you will live a life of prosperity. Because anytime God is blessing us, we don't have to rob anybody or try to rob anybody of their joy or happiness. God says that once we are blessed by God, he says we seek out to give rather than take, because we're not poor in spirit. When you become poor in spirit and you become poor from the works of evil, God says that you're not able. He says you will, you're very, God's speaking vengeful right now. But he says you're very desperate because you're needing something. You're poor in spirit. You're not prosperous, he says. And the reason why is because you seek to devour, and that's evil, and God does not give unto a barren ground. He says you cannot produce anything if you plant it on a ground that is not fertile with blessings and well-doings. He says that's why he talks about reaping what we sow. He says, so choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Choose you this day if you want to be prosperous or poor, he says. And he's not only talking about monetary things, he's talking about our spirits. And so we have to stay in the unction and function of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we have to keep running the race that God has put before us. And we bless each and everything. We bless the radio ministry. We bless the people who listen. We bless the people who are going to listen. We bless all the places that God is getting ready to bless us to travel to and go. And we want to make sure that we exemplify the works of God as we go about and have the opportunity to be among God's elite and to be among the people of God. We want to make sure that we always do the will and the works of God. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I want to once again thank God and my family and my friends. And I want you to know that anytime you want to call into the ministry, you can. I'm going to put the number up on my website like I had it before. And so remember, on today we interviewed the former BET host, Mr. Ryan Anthony. Remember that he's an advocate for special needs students. Remember that he has a lot of speaking engagements, and he was able to sing with Sister Dottie Peoples. I don't know if a lot of you know about her, but she's a prolific and prominent gospel singer. And so she gave him the opportunity. He says, even when he was going through, and that's how God is. He says, no matter what you're going through, the storms or what have you, God says he always has you, and he's always going to bless you in the midst of your own storm. And that's the type of God we serve. Amen. And so I want y'all, I encourage you to listen to his music. You heard a little bit of it on tonight, but I encourage you to listen to his music, and I encourage you to support this young man as he go about his life's journey, and I encourage you to always stay encouraged, remain encouraged, because God will provide. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alvita. Love.
Oh yeah, you have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.